做一个祷告，就开始今天的查经了。
Lord, we want to thank you so much for the privilege of knowing God.
主啊，我们要如此的感恩，有我们这样的荣幸能认识神。
And our blessed Lord Jesus Christ said that this is life eternal, that we might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent.
那我们借着耶稣基督，让我们能够认识那永生的神，那唯一的神。
And we're so thankful, Lord, that we can know you and that you've gone out of your way to make yourself known to us.
主啊，我们如此的感恩，我们能够认识您，您也把您自己启示给我们。
And so, Lord, we pray that as again we open the pages of the Bible, that the Holy Spirit will enlighten us and teach us that we might know and grow.
主啊，当我们翻开圣经，谢谢您的圣灵能够光照我们，教导我们。
And so, we're asking your help, and we just commit ourselves to you now in Jesus' name.
我就请求您的帮助，把我们的一切交在您的手里，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Well, very, very good. So, our studies today, I believe, are in Acts chapter 14.
今天呢，我们继续读《使徒行传》，应该是到了《使徒行传》的14章。
Now, my problem is that I have a terrible time knowing where we start and where we stop.
我的问题就总是忘记我们停在哪和从哪开始。
And so if you're in my ESL class earlier in the morning, like how, you would realize that I can't remember whose turn it is next.
如果你在我早晨的 ESL 的班呢，就像陶弟兄那样，你就会知道我总是忘了从哪开始到哪去。
So I'm not sure. You tell me where we got to last time.
我们上次停在什么地方呢？
26.Chapter 13:20. I'm not sure. I thought we got to. I'm not sure. Some of you have got very good memories. You let me know, please. 14:11.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Well, very, very good.
Yep.
So, it would help if I was on the right page.
Should be 14.
14:11.
No, no, no. More than that.
Yeah, more than that.
21.
More than that. Should be 21.14:21.
All in favor, 14:21?
Yeah.
Very good. All right, I thank you very, very much for your good memories. All right, so we'll start. That's very good. Yeah. Okay. So we'll start at 14:21 then, picking up the story. And the heading is...They return to Antioch in Syria.
这个标题呢是回叙利亚的安提阿。
All right, so you'll remember then that Paul and Barnabas had taken the gospel from Antioch across the southern part of Turkey, and then they turned around and started coming back, and so that's what they're doing now.
所以你知道保罗和巴拿巴这第一次出去传道呢，是从安提阿出发的，去到的地方就是今天土耳其的南部。那他在那边走了一大圈以后呢，现在要回安提阿，就结束第一次的这个传道的旅程啊。
All right, so we'll read verses 21 and 22, first of all in Chinese and then together in English.
谁帮我们先用中文读一下21和22节，然后我们一起用英文读。
对亚手里的人传了福音，使好心人做门徒，就回路斯德、以哥念、安提阿去，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道。又说：“我们聚落、神的国，必须经历许多艰难。”
All right, in English, They preached the good news in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. All right, so they went through these cities, and you'll remember that they ended up with real problems in some of the cities they were in.
他们进到了城里哈，你也知道，在那些城里，他们碰到了一些真的很大的麻烦。
And in particular, verse 19 says that they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, thinking that he was dead.
特别的，在十九节呢，他们把保罗都用石头打了，然后拖到城以外去，因为他们以为保罗死了。
All right, and then.The end of verse 20 says, the next day he left for Derbe.
对二十节说呢，第二天他们就去了特庇。
Verse 21 says, then they returned to Lystra, Iconium and Antioch.
二十一节呢，就说他们又回转到了路斯德、以哥念和安提阿。
So the question is, why would they go back to the same town where he was stoned?
那问题是他们为什么要回到那同样的一个城，在那里他都被人用石头打的地方。
If you have a bad experience somewhere, you don't want to go back, do you?
如果你在有个地方呢有特别糟糕的经历，你是不想回去的，不是吗？
You would say, no, I don't want to go back there. They don't like me there.
你会说呢，我不想回去，因为那里的人不喜欢我。
But they went back, so the question would be, why did they go back?
那他们回去了，那问题是他为什么要回去？
And the answer is because they loved the Christians who were there.
答案就是呢，他爱在那些城里的基督徒啊。
It is wonderful. Christians love Christians.
所以基督徒的彼此相爱是非常美好的。
And we do that, of course, because the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior, God is our Father, and therefore.Everyone who's a believer is a brother and or sister in the Lord.
我们如此做是因为主呢，天父是我们的父，耶稣是我们的主，所以呢，一切在基督里信靠基督的人呢，都是弟兄姊妹了。
And he went back also, they went back also in order to encourage the Christians.
所以呢，保罗和巴拿巴都回去呢，为要鼓励坚固。那些在这几个城里的弟兄姊妹了。
Verse 22 says that their message was there's going to be many hardships in the Christian life.
所以二十二节就提到，为什么要兼顾他们呢？因为他们说会有经历许多的艰难了。
So the Christian life is full of good things, but sometimes there are hard things along the way too.
所以基督徒的生命呢，是会有很多好的祝福、好事，但是也会神会许可我们经历很多的苦难。
And so one of the things that you and I can do for one another is encourage one another as we go along the Christian walk.
所以我们彼此经常会需要做的一件事呢，就是当一起经历基督的生命的时候，在基督徒的生命里呢。就是我们需要彼此的坚固。
And so we encourage one another in many ways. We love one another.
我们在很多的方式上的彼此相爱，彼此坚固。
We pray for one another.
彼此代祷。
We just befriend one another.
彼此友好。
And so that's what Paul and Barnabas were doing. They went back to the other Christians, said, "You're not alone. We're with you." We want to help you and encourage you and teach you more.
这就是保罗和巴拿巴回转的原因了。他们回转过去呢，要告诉那些这几个城里的基督徒，他们可以来帮助，可以为他们祷告，可以来教导他们。
So that's our job as we grow as Christians. We're always helping and encouraging one another. That's why we like to get together often.
所以这就是我们的工作了。我们在一起的时候，会经常彼此兼顾，彼此帮助。 彼此扶持，这也是为什么基督徒要常常聚会的原因。
All right, verse 23 then.
二十三节。
In Chinese, please.
谁先读一下中文？
二人在各教会中选立了长老，又进食祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。
Yeah.
All right, Paul and Barnabas
appointed
elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord in whom they had put their trust.
So it's interesting.That each city had a group of Christians.
很有意思啊，每一个城都有这么一群的基督徒。
And Paul and Barnabas went back to them, and if you like, got them organized at least into Christian families.
所以他们呢就会像一个基督徒家庭一样哈，他开始组织起来。
And the Christian families were headed up.By a group that were called elders.
然后这些一群人呢，在这个家呢，基督徒家庭呢，他们是有一部分首脑。那这一群的领头的人呢，就叫长老了。
They were the ones who provided leadership to the Christians.
对，他们长老的目的呢，就是带领啊，这一群的基督徒。
And they had a responsibility before the Lord to help and encourage.And teach those Christians.
而且这些长老呢是有责任在主里面呢教导、兼顾、帮助基督徒的。
So the question would be, why didn't they appoint elders when they first went to that town? Why did they wait until they came back later before they appointed elders?
那现在问题又来了，他们不是在这个城待过一阵吗？然后再离开的。那他们为什么不是在那一次待的第一次就指派长老，非要等到他们在外面走了一圈再回来的时候再来指派长老？
And the answer probably is because when they first went, they didn't know who the mature Christians were going to be.
很可能的答案就是当他们第一次去的时候，他们不知道谁会是那成熟生命的基督徒。
It's like having a group of babies.And when you look at the babies, you don't know which ones are going to do what.
就像你有很多的孩子，你看着他们当中的时候呢，你就不知道当中的哪一些会是能做什么样的事情的。
So they came back a few years, probably later, at least a few months later, but probably a few years later, and they saw the Christians, and they saw certain men who were doing a good work for God, and they appointed them.As elders, in order to make sure that they would be responsible for looking after that group of Christians.
所以他们回来的时候呢，他们就看，也许几个月哈，应该是几年以后，他们回到这个地方来看不同的人，他们在不同的领域做了一些什么样的事情，他们的生命怎么样，然后根据这个情形，他们来指派长老。
All right, so then, after praying and fasting.They appointed elders.
所以他们选立了长老呢，又进食祷告。
So praying, you understand that we do a lot of praying.
祷告呢，大家都能明白，我们做很多的祷告。
And I am hoping that all of you in your own personal life have an active prayer life.
我也盼望呢，每一个人在你的自己的个人生命里呢，会有一个非常积极的、主动的祷告。
Praying is talking to the Lord.
祷告就是跟神说话，跟主说话。
And so you make sure that you carry on an active conversation with the Lord every day.
你要确保呢，你每一天跟主呢是有一个积极的交流的。你跟主之间是一直有交流，有话。
But in this particular case, there were a group of Christians. There was Paul and Barnabas.And these Christians were going to have to grow on their own, and they needed God's help. And so they probably got together as an assembly, and they prayed, and they fasted together, saying, Lord, would you please lead us and help us?
所以这样的一群基督徒啊，在这座城里的，他们一起的祷告，因为他们需要有长老来带领。所以他们一起的祷告，同时呢又一起进食。
So they prayed,
because they had to speak to God. Why did they fast?
那他们祷告是因为他们需要跟神说话，那他们为什么要禁食呢？
Fasting means not eating for a while, doesn't it?
禁食就是有一阵子不吃东西，对不对？
So we have a meal that we always enjoy every day. It's called breakfast.
那我每天早晨呢，都会吃早餐，很享用这早餐。
Why do we call it breakfast?
那我为什么要叫它早餐呢？ Breakfast.
It's the time when we break the fast that we had during the night.
因为呢，早餐这个英语词呢是两个词合起来的，叫 breakfast. Break to break, break fast 就是禁食，就是你一晚上禁食以后就中断了，就叫早餐了。
So I'm often quite hungry at breakfast because I haven't eaten since maybe 8 or 9 o'clock at night. That's a long time without eating.
因为你前一天晚上停止吃东西的时候，可能已经大概也就八九点钟、七八点钟，一直等到第二天一早，那可是很长一段时间的所谓的禁食啊，不吃东西，所以早餐就是打破了。
So you often don't eat.When you're doing something very, very important.
所以你当你做一些很重要的时候事情的时候，你常常是不吃东西的。
So sometimes I'll come home at night and I'll say, Harold, you're hungry. You didn't even have time to have lunch today.
那有的时候我回家呢，我才意识到，我说，哎呦 ，Harold， 你今天怎么这么饿？是因为你中午忙到连中饭都没有吃。
And these people said, we're going to fast, not because we have to.We're going to fast because we want to make sure that God knows we need His help in our assembly, in our church, in our congregation.
那这些人的禁食不是因为他必须应该这么做哈，而是他们真的明白他要到神面前去呢，确保神知道他们的心，他们想要长老想要带领的人。
So we don't fast terribly often.At 16th, maybe we should fast more.
我们十六节呢，我们不常禁食啊，也许我们应该有些多一点的禁食。
We're actually better at feasting than fasting.
我们经常能有丰盛的盛宴，而不是说禁食啊。
But a few years ago, quite a few years ago now, we used to meet periodically to pray on a Saturday.
那一些年前呢？我们有一些的教会的肢体会一起在周六来一起聚会。
And we prayed and we said, now Lord, we would like you to bless this assembly. So we would start praying at 8 o'clock in the morning.
我们是一起聚会在干嘛呢？我们在周六一起聚会来祷告，所以我们常常是从八点来开始祷告，来求神祝福这个教会。
And we would stop praying at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
那我们常常。停止祷告的时间要到下午五点了。
And not everybody would be here for the whole day, but many of us were.
那不是每一个人在整天都在这里，但是大部分人都在。
But by the time 5 o'clock rolled around, two things had happened.
那在五点的时候呢，差不多呢，下午五点的时候会发生两件事情啊。
Number one, we got hungry.
第一呢，就是我们会很饿哈啊。
And number two, our knees were sore.
第二呢，我们的膝盖会很酸哈。
Okay, but there are things that are most important in an assembly, and it's good for us to have a prayer time. I think that's what they had here.
所以，因为有很多重要的事，有很多的事情，需要祷告，所以这样的一个场景，就像当时在这段圣经里讲的情形是一样的。
And we will probably be doing that again before long. And you make sure that you're here and pray with us when we do.
那我们也许可以未来再重新这么做哈。那也让大家如果有兴趣也可以参加。
All right. Verse 24 then says.
24节。
After going through Pisidia, they came unto Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga.They went down to Italia.
二人经过比西底来到庞菲利亚，在别加讲了道，就下亚大利去。
Verse 26, from Italia, they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they had now completed.
从那里坐船往安提阿去，当初他们被众人所托，蒙神之恩，要办现在所做之工，就是在这地方。
So they went on the missionary journey. They left Antioch. They went up to the north, south side of Turkey. They went along Turkey, way along, and then they turned around. They came back again, and they went right back to Antioch, where they had started.
这就像我们刚才讲的，他们一开始是从安提阿出发的，出发以后就往北走啊，往北走就去了土耳其，然后在土耳其南部呢走了一大圈，然后又走回来，就又走回到安提阿。
So that's what happens here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
这就是我们在这个教会也碰到的事情。
Sometimes the Christians say, "All right, I'm going to go to another country to preach the gospel."
有的时候呢，圣徒在这里呢，他会说，哎，我要离开这个教会，我要去其他另外一个国家讲道。
And so we get together and we send them away, and then after a few months or a few years, they come back again, and we say, "This is very nice. Tell us about the work that you did when you were away."
那我们会在碰到这种情形呢，我们就会聚集到一起为他祷告，求神祝福他，然后差他出去。也许这几个月，也许几年，他又回来。这个时候呢，我们就会邀请他来给我们讲这些年他在传道过程中的见证。
In those days, they didn't have telephones, they didn't have email, they were away for a long time, and then they came back.
那个时代也没有电话，也没有邮件，没有这个电子邮件，所以呢，他们就是离开一段时间再回来。
It's easier now because with telephone, you know what's going on.
今天会容易很多，因为有电话，你就知道发生什么了。
So the other day, I heard from Trevor Camstra.
前几天呢，我接了一个 Trevor Camstra, Trevor 弟兄的电话。
So what do we know about Trevor Camstra?
我们知道什么关于 Trevor 弟兄呢？
He went to Mexico to tell people about the Lord Jesus.
他去了墨西哥来告诉当地的人耶稣基督。
So he's a missionary just like Paul and Barnabas were.
那他呢就像保罗和巴拿巴一样，他是一个传道士。
So when he spoke to me on the phone, I said, "Now, Trevor, tell me what are you doing?"
那我在电话里就问他呢，我说 ，Trevor， 告诉我你现在在那边怎么样
？And so he said, "Well, Harold, we're planning a I'm not sure what he called it, probably."We're planning a thank you meeting.
那他说我们在计划一个感恩的会哈。
I said, "What do you mean?"
我说你这什么意思呢？什么叫感恩的会
？He said, "Well, we're planning a meeting to thank the Lord that Allison is still alive."
我们要聚会呢，来感恩那个他的女儿 Allison 还活着。
Remember, Allison almost died.When she had that aneurysm a few years ago.
我们都知道她，在一个手术里，她差一点都走了，差一点死了。
And so, the Christians down there and the others are very happy that she is still alive.
所有的基督徒啊，他们在那里就特别高兴啊，就是孩子还活着。
So I think it was last Saturday that they had a special meeting in Mexicali where she is. Her mother was the preacher, and Allison told all the ladies how the Lord had been good to her.
那他们有个姊妹的聚会哈，那个就在上周，应该就上周六，Trevor 的太太呢会有讲道，那讲给所有的姊妹听。那 Allison 呢，就这个孩子呢，也讲了自己的见证。
And so Trevor said, "You pray for Allison now. It's going to be kind of hard for her to do that because she's blind and she wouldn't have any notes. Sometimes when you speak, it's nice to have some notes. I keep some. Sometimes I can't find it here. But this morning for that little talk that I gave, I made up these notes here so that." If I forgot where I was, I could look here and say, "Okay, that's the point." But if you're blind, you can't do that.
那所以他们在交谈的时候呢 ，Trevor 就跟 Harold 说，拜托你们为 Allison 祷告哈。因为 Allison 要讲的时候呢， 比我们要难很多，因为他是眼睛看不见的啊，因为手术的原因他就瞎了。那所以对于我们来说，我们讲东西会很容易，因为我们能看。海尔刚才就举了例子，他说比方说他上午讲的那个短讲的一个福音信息呢，他是写在一个纸片上的，然后这个纸片上面有这些要点啊，他忘了他就可以回去看要点。那他看不见的时候呢，这个孩子他可能就只能凭着自己的心去讲了。
So that was last Saturday.
这是上周六。
But he said we're planning this Thanksgiving meeting for Allison. It's going to be on October the 27th.
那我们还准备一个感恩的聚会呢，在二十七号。
Which is 2 weeks from this coming Saturday, isn't it?
Yes. 它是二十七号，应该是再下一周的周六了。
I said, well, Trevor, what are you going to do?
那我说 Trevor, 你要那个会上你要做什么呢？
He said, well, we're going to invite all of Allison's friends and all of our friends, and we're going to invite the people from the hospital, the doctors and the nurses and everybody who was involved in Allison's recovery.
那我他说我们计划呢，这时候就邀请的人更广了，就是 Allison 所有的朋友，我们所有的朋友，以及在他一路恢复和治疗过程中所有的医生和护士和帮助过他的人。
I said, how many are going to be there, Trevor?
那我说大概会有多少人会在那里呢？
He said, probably 300 or 400.
他说大概三四百人吧。
Okay. And so they're going to be telling all these people about how good God was when instead of allowing Allison to die,He restored her health, and he has blessed her and made her happy since then.
所以他们就用这样的场合呢，做一个见证，告诉神，告诉大家神是何等的爱我们。他让 Allison 从濒死的状态下回来，然后也恢复她的健康。之后呢，给 Allison 很大的喜乐和平安。
So I said, Trevor, we're going to pray for you and with you.Because this is going to be a wonderful opportunity to tell what God has done.
他说我就说 Trevor 说呢，我说我们会为你祷告，因为这是一个非常好的机会来见证神所做的美好的事。
So that's what Paul and Barnabas did when they got back to Antioch. They said, we're going to tell you all about the good things God has done.
这就是保罗和巴拿巴要做的事了。他一回到安提阿呢，他们就要告诉安提阿的圣徒们神的能力，神的作为。
Verse 27 then.
27.
On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles.
到了那里聚集了会众，就述说神借他们所行的一切事，并神怎样为外邦人开了信道的门。
And you can imagine,that all the Christians were very, very happy.
你可以想象所有的基督徒会非常的高兴。
They stayed there a long time with the disciples.
他们在那里和门徒们啊待了很久。
Now when I was a little boy, I had a Sunday school teacher.
我在孩子的时候呢，我有一个主日学老师。
And he said, I'm going to go to Japan with my wife.
他说呢，
and we're going to tell the people in Japan about the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我要跟我的太太呢，现在要去日本，要去日本告诉当地人关于耶稣基督。
And so we thought that he would come back as soon as he could to tell us how it went in Japan.
那我想呢，他们应该会很快回来哈，来告诉我们在日本怎么样。
And he did come back as soon as he could.But it was 25 years later.
他的确是尽快回来了，不过那是25年以后了。
Okay, so we were really excited when he came back because 25 years is a long time.
那我们很高兴他能回来，因为25年也的确是一个挺长的时间了。
And he told us some wonderful things that happened.
他就告诉我们当地发生了一些很美好的事。
And some of you know Shoko.
你们当中有很多人认识 Shoko 姊妹。
Okay, and Shoko is one of those people who trusted the Lord because of the other people who trusted the Lord all the way back to my Sunday school teacher.
所以 Shoko 的得救呢，就是怎么来的呢？就是，他 你可以一个个往上倒，就是传福音给他的那个人得救，又是另外的人传给他的，你一个个往上倒，就能倒到他的主日学老师了，就能倒到这个 Harold 的主日，就是这一个种子下去发出来的果子。
All right, verse 28 says, then they stayed there a long time with the disciples.
所以二十八节就二人就在那里同门徒住了很多日子。
But the work of God keeps going. So chapter 15.
所以但是神的道呢会继续往下走，我们继续看十五章。
All right, and it says, some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers, saying,Unless you are circumcised, according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved.
十五章一节，有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说，你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。
All right, so that was a pretty important problem that was presented here.
这里是一个非常重要的麻烦问题啊，在这里提出来了。
What do you have to do to become a Christian?
你必须要做什么才能让你成为基督徒呢？
You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved.
你需要信靠耶稣基督才能得救。
But these people said, you know, the Old Testament tells us how Jewish people have to live.
那这些人呢，也告诉我们，旧约告诉我们是犹太人该怎么生活。
And therefore, if Gentile Christians are going to be Christians, they've got to live like Jewish Christians.
所以他们说呢，哎，那外邦的基督徒啊，当你们得救成为基督徒的时候，你们要像犹太基督徒那样生活。
Well, if that were the case, then you and I we'd have a bit of a difficult job, wouldn't we?
如果这是事实的话呢，我们在座的会有一些麻烦了。
If we were going to have to be like the Jewish people, why we would have to subject ourselves to all the Jewish ceremonial law and a lot of the other law of the Old Testament.
如果我们成为基督徒，我们就必须要守旧约那一系列要求和律法。
And that would be very dramatic.
这是还是挺大一件事的。
It was kind of hard for some of you when you came to Canada.You found you had to live at least in part like Canadians, and for some that wasn't easy.
就像你在座的来到加拿大的时候呢，你会发现要按照这边的文化习俗来生活呢，有的时候还需要，不是那么容易的，需要一点时间。
But if you were also told if you're going to become a Christian, you had to live like the Jewish people, oh, you'd say, wow, that's.
如果你得救了，你成为基督徒了，别人告诉你必须要像犹太人那样生活，你会觉得。这还有点难的。
So the very important question then is this. What do you have to do in order to have your sins forgiven and in order to live as a Christian for the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以总结一下呢，这最重要的问题应该是这样的，就是你必须要做什么来才能让你的罪得救，让你成为一个真正的基督徒。
And so the Jewish people said,You've got to become just like us if you're going to be a Christian.
那犹太人在这里他就说呢，你必须得跟我一样，跟我们一样，才能成为基督徒。
And just as an aside, we've also got to say this, that when a Chinese person becomes a Christian in Canada, he doesn't have to become like the Canadian Christians.
所以换句话呢，我们可以做同样的类比，当一个中国人呢，他得救信主，他成为基督徒在加拿大，他不需要像加拿大本地的基督徒那样生活。
Okay, when a Chinese person becomes a Christian in Canada, he has got to become like Jesus.
因为呢，当一个中国人他在加拿大信主得救，他应该像谁？他应该像耶稣，对不对？他不应该像一个加拿大人。
All right, so that's just something for you to remember. We want every one of us to become like Jesus.
所以这是要大家记住，真正得救，你成为基督徒是每一个人像耶稣基督，而不是像其他任何的人。
Okay, so because these people were saying you're going to have to keep the law of Moses like we do, verse 2 says, this brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them.
So Paul and Barnabas were appointed along with some other believers to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and elders about this question.
第二节，保罗、巴拿巴与他们大大纷争辩论，众门徒就定规叫保罗、巴拿巴和本会中几个人为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老。
This was a very important question, so they said, "All right, we're going to check with the apostles. We'll check with James. We'll check with Peter. We'll check with Matthew and the other apostles of the Lord Jesus to make sure that we understand the truth of God on this question."
这个问题如此之重要呢，所以当事人就差了一些弟兄回到耶路撒冷去问耶稣的门徒这些使徒们保罗。那个彼得、雅各这个马太来确认他们所信的是对的。
So you get the same problem today. Some people become Christians and they're not quite sure what to do. And other people will say, "Well, this is what you should do." Some say, "That's what you should do." What do you do?
所以就像今天呢，我们有的人得救信主以后，你会很糊涂啊，你不知道该怎么做。有的人说该这么样，另外一群人说该那么样，你就不知道该听谁的。
And you say, "I want to find out what the Bible says. That's what I'm going to do."
那你就会说，那我现在我要看圣经，我要看圣经怎么说的，那是我要做的。
And sometimes you'll even go to the elders and you'll say, "Could you explain to me from the Bible what the answer to this question is?"
有的时候你也会去问长老啊，你说你能跟我解释一下，那圣经里是怎么讲这件事情的吗？
So they decided that they were going to go to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders and solve this problem.
那他们就决定了，他们要去耶路撒冷见使徒和长老。
So the church, verse 3, sent them on their way. And as they traveled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all the brothers very happy.
于是教会送他们起行，他们经过腓尼基、撒玛利亚，随处传说外邦人归主的事，叫众弟兄都甚欢喜。
So they kept wherever they went, they kept on telling the good news, how the Bible's message, the gospel, was being spread around.
所以他们无论去哪啊，只要停下呢，他就会讲神，讲关于基督的福音。
Verse 4, when they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders, to whom they reported everything God had done through them.
到了耶路撒冷四节，教会和使徒并长老都接待他们，他们就述说神同他们所行的一切事。
Verse 5, then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to obey the law of Moses."
我有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人，起来说必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。
It's interesting that these people who were saying they had to keep the law of Moses were the Pharisees.
很有意思啊，这里说要他们守律法的这些人是法利赛人。
They were Pharisees who had become Christians, butWhen they became Christians, they brought many of their old beliefs with them.
所以这些法利赛人其实是信主的基督徒了。所以你会发现，当他信主以后呢，他把他以前所信的很多内容带进来。
Well, that would be almost natural, wouldn't it?
这是非常自然的，对不对？
And so, if you become a Christian,from a non-Christian background, you've got to make sure that you don't bring your old beliefs into your new Christian life.
所以呢，我们得救信主以后，我们要确保呢，我们不把我们以前所信的那个内容呢带到你的新的基督徒生命里来。
That's why the Lord Jesus said, "You must be born again."
这就为什么耶稣基督说你要重生啊。
And so these people, these Pharisees who became Christians, they were sort of half born again.
这些的法利赛人呢，他们有点像重生了一半。
And they believed some things of the new life, but they still retained a lot of things from the old life.
所以他有一些的新生命的特征，但是也很大程度保留了他们原来生命的部分。
And sometimes then you're going to find that very hard.
有的时候你会发现这样的一个状态是非常难的。
Because you'll end up saying, well, I used to think like that, but I still think like that. But now I'm finding out I should think like this. And it's hard to get rid of all the old way of thinking.
这个就像呢，你说我以前是这么思考问题的，我现在还是这么思考问题，但是我知道现在应该正换一种方式思考问题，这就很挣扎，很难。
So we all have to be very humble. And pray, Lord, I want to think like you on everything.
所以我们需要非常的谦卑啊，我们跟主说，主啊，我需要像在一切事上像你那样思考。
All right, verse 6 then.
第六节。
The apostles and elders met to consider this question.
使徒和长老聚会商议这事。
All right, what is the answer going to be? Do Christians...have to continue to keep the law of the Old Testament and go through all those ceremonies, or do they not?
那商议这是什么？商议什么呢？就是所有基督徒是不是要去守旧约的那些律法，或者说他不需要？
And interesting, there are probably many possible answers to that question, but this chapter gives us some very, very simple.Answers.
这样的问题呢，可能会有很多不同的答案，但是这一章呢，给了我们一个很简单的答案。
I like the Bible because it's very thick and it's very comprehensive, and most of its answers are very simple.
那我喜欢圣经的一个角度就是，虽然它非常丰富，但是里面的答案给出来的常常都是非常简单的。
Verse 7.
第七节。
After much discussion, Peter got up and addressed them. Brothers, you know that some time ago, God made a choice among you that the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe.
第七节，辩论已经多了，彼得就起来说：“诸位弟兄，你们知道神早已在你们中间拣选了我。”叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信。
So he's going to tell them what God did.
所以他要告诉他们神所做的是什么。
And he said, the fact is, I was told to tell the message of the gospel so that people could believe.
所以他要去传讲神的福音啊，让人可以相信。
All right, verse 8.
第八节。
God, who knows the heart, showed that He accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them, just as He did to us.
知道人心的神也为他们做见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样。
So, do you remember that story in Acts chapter 10?
你记得十章哈，使徒行传十章那个故事对不对
？Peter went to the house of Cornelius in Caesarea by the sea, and he preached to these people.
彼得去了凯撒利亚海边的一座城哈，去跟哥尼流传道，然后很多人跟着去看了。
And as he preached to them, if you remember the story Acts 10, as he preached to them, what happened?
当你看回头看的十章，当他去讲道的时候，发生什么了呢？
The Holy Spirit came down upon them in exactly the same way that He had come down on the Jewish people in Jerusalem at the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2.
那圣灵呢，就像在使徒行传二章配降下来到门徒们身上那样的方式降在了外邦人哥尼流和他的亲人身上。
Now the people who received the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2 were Jewish people, and they had kept the ceremonial law of the Jews, and the males there were all circumcised.
那当时犹太人接受圣灵的时候呢，所有这些人都是犹太人，所以他们是守旧约律法的，他们也要行割礼。
But the people in Cornelius' house were not Jews.And they hadn't kept the Mosaic ceremonial law, and the males were not circumcised.
那在哥尼流家里呢，这个人就不一样了，他全都是外邦人，他们呢也没有守任何摩西律法。 他们也不行割礼。
But Peter said, the Holy Spirit didn't wait until all those Gentile people were circumcised and kept the law. The Spirit came down on them just like he did on us.
所以彼得想说明的一件事就是，当哥尼流家得着这圣灵的时候呢，圣灵并没有等哥尼流家的人先去守律法，先去行割礼，然后再赐圣灵，而是直接就赐在他们身上，就像圣灵降在所有犹太人身上一样。
So he's saying if the Holy Spirit of God didn't insist that they keep the Old Testament law, why should we insist that they keep the Old Testament law?
所以彼得想说的就是，如果圣灵或者说神都没有坚持，外邦人需要先守了摩西律法才能圣灵给 赐予才能施洗。那既然人神不这么做，我们人为什么要这么做呢？
Here's his argument then, verse 9.
所以第九节，
The Holy Spirit made no distinction between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith, not keeping the law, by faith.
又借着信，不是靠着律法，分洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。
Verse 10. Now then, why do you try to test God by putting on the necks of the disciples a yoke that neither we nor our fathers have been able to bear?
第十节，现在为什么试探神，要把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的轭放在门徒的颈项上呢？
So, do you know what a yoke is?
你知道轭是什么吗？
A yoke, if Long and I were oxen,
假设我们俩是牛啊，是公牛。
And we had to plow a field.
那我们要去犁地啊。
The farmer would put a yoke on me and on Long, one yoke, and we would plow the field together. It'd be some wood around our necks, holding us together so that we can't do anything but follow together. He couldn't go his way, I couldn't go my way. We would have to be together. That's what a yoke is.
那这样的话呢，农夫呢就会在我们两个人的肩上呢，会架一个木头的那个架子。那这个架子呢，架上去以后，我们其实不能够走自己的路了，我们只能够往前，去犁这个地哈。这就是轭的用处了。
He's saying, if in fact we have to keep the Old Testament law, then I would have to become exactly like Long, and we would have to go together as Christians, but we would always have this yoke on us.
所以他这里说呢，如果我们是按照这样的理解，那我们会身上背着特别重的轭哈，就是很重的负担呢，一直在走这个基督徒的路。
Frankly, Long's a nice guy, but I would still find that very uncomfortable.
虽然呢，他说我就算我很好，但是即便如此，你也会很不舒服，因为毕竟是一个轭。
But the apostle says not only that, but he says we weren't able to do everything that the Old Testament law said we should do anyway. If we couldn't do it, why would we expect the Gentile Christians to do it.
那这里呢，彼得还提了一个点，就是不但这个轭是重担啊，他就说呢，从历史上看，我们所有犹太人，我们都做不了这些旧约律法，我们都守不了。那既然我们都守不了，我们为什么要把这样的担子去放在外邦人的肩膀上？
And therefore he says in verse 11, No, we believe it's through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved just as They are.
所以十一节呢，彼得在这说，我们得救乃是因为主耶稣的恩呢、啊。我们得救和他们一样，那这是我们所信的。
All right, that's a beautiful and a wonderful principle.
这是一个非常美好的原则。
How do you get your sins forgiven?
你怎么样让你的罪得赦免呢
？Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
相信耶稣基督。
How do you live the Christian life?
你怎么样活出基督徒的生命呢？
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
还是要相信耶稣基督。
It's all believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
一直就是这一个，就是相信耶稣基督。
It's not what you do.
不是说你做了什么。
It's not what you pay.
也不是你付了什么钱。
It's not where you go.
不是你要去哪里。
It's not how you dress.
也不是你怎么样穿衣服。
It's believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是信靠耶稣基督唯一的方法。
All right, is that good news?
这是不是好消息呢？
Yes,
yes.
That's good news.
这是个好消息。
And so somebody may very well come to you one day, and they may very well say to you, "Well, you know, if you're a Christian, you should live the way I live."
如果有一天你碰到一个人，他来到你面前说，你要是成为想要是基督徒呢，你得像我这样生活。
They might even say to you, "We've got a better church."
他会告诉你。
You just got to live the way we live.
他说，哎，我们有个很好的教会啊，你。我们是这个地方很好。
And you're going to have to say we're going to live the way the Bible lives. We believe the Bible. That's the way we're going to live.
你要告诉他呢，我们不会按照你的方式去生活，我们要按照圣经教导我们的去生活。圣经告诉我们，信就够了。
All right. Now the story goes on.
现在呢，继故事继续往下了。
And Paul says, "I'm going to preach now." Verse 12.
从十二节开始呢，保罗就觉得那他要开始讲。
And it says the whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the miraculous signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them.
众人都默默无声，听巴拿巴和保罗述说神借他们在外邦人中所行的神迹奇事。
And so Paul and Barnabas said the same thing that Peter said.They said, we didn't ask these people to become like Jews. We just told them about the Lord Jesus Christ. They believed, and God did His wonderful work.
那保罗和彼得讲的是一样的啊，就是我们不需要向外邦人去加上我们犹太人所不能负的那个恶。
All right. So now what you've got is you've got the testimony of God.Through Peter, you've got the testimony of God through Paul and Barnabas, and therefore they said, we're going to do what God wants us to do, and He's spoken to us through the stories of Peter and Paul.
所以我们看见了两个人的见证啊，一个是保罗，一个是彼得，所以在这之后呢，大家就都信了，就要这个来听保罗所讲的。
And then another man speaks up whose name is James.
那紧跟着再往下呢，又来了一个人，他也开始讲了，他的名字叫雅各。
So which James might this have been?
那这个雅各可能会是哪一个雅各呢？
The problem in the Bible is that there's lots of Johns and lots of Jameses and it's hard to get them all straight.
那圣经里呢，我们有一点小麻烦，就是他有很多的约翰，很多的雅各，我们也不知道谁是谁，不知道他到底讲哪一个。
So there was a James who was a friend of Peter, a brother of John, and you often read Peter and James and John. Was this the James that was spoken of here?
有一个 James 啊，有一个雅各，我们是知道，就是跟那个约翰的兄弟哈。那这时候呢，我们经常会读到这样的经文说，彼得、雅各和约翰。那我们就知道啊，这个雅各应该是约翰的那个兄弟，雅各。
And the answer is no, because that James died in chapter 12.
会不会是那个雅各呢？应该不是，因为那个雅各很早就死了，在十二章的时候就已经死了。
And then there was another James that was one of the other disciples. He's sometimes called James the Less.
那还有一个雅各哈，那也是使徒之一啊，那他名字也叫雅各。
But it wasn't him either. This particular James is James who was the Lord's half-brother.
那也不是那一个啊，所以呢，这里这个雅各是谁呢？是耶稣的同母的弟弟。
He was born after the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary was his mother, and Joseph was his father.
他是在耶稣之后生的，玛利亚是他妈妈，约瑟呢是他爸爸。
And after the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, James became an outstanding man of God, and he rose to preeminence, if you like, amongst the apostles. He was a marvelous leader of the people of God.
那在耶稣十字架死而复活之后呢，他的弟弟们啊， 就都信了。当中最最重要的一个呢，就是个雅各。那这个雅各呢，他在这之后的时间里面变得非常的有信心，成为使徒当中的一个很重要的一员。
All right, and so we're going to read now in Chinese first and then English, verses 13 through 21, that down to the end of that paragraph.
我们先用中文读一下14到21节。13到21节，然后我们再用英文来读。谁帮我们读一下中文先？
他们住了声，雅各就说，诸位弟兄，请听我的话。方才西门述说神当初怎样眷顾外邦人，从他们中间选取百姓归于自己的名下。众先知的话也与这意思相合，正如经上所写的，死后我要回来，重新修造大卫岛他的帐幕，把那破坏的重新修造建立起来，叫余剩的人，就是凡称为我名下的外邦人，都寻求主。这话是从创世以来显明这事的主说的，所以据我的意见，不可难为那归服神的外邦人，只要写信吩咐他们禁戒偶像的污秽和奸淫，并勒死的牲畜和血。因为从古以来，摩西的书在各城有人传讲，每逢安息日在会堂里诵读。
All right, verse 13 then in English.When they had finished, James spoke up. Brothers, listen to me. Simon was described to us how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles a people for himself. The words of the prophets are in agreement with this, as it is written, After this I will return.And rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild, and I will restore it, that the remnant of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord, who does these things that have been known for ages. It is my judgment, therefore,that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write to them, telling them to abstain from food polluted to idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For Moses has been preached,in every city from the earliest times, as it is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath. All right, so that is the conclusion of this matter. And the conclusion is that the Gentiles don't have to live like the Jews, but they must believe.On the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这是一个结论啊，这个结论就是外邦人不需要像犹太人那样的生活，但是他们要相信。
And they said we should send a letter to these people, these churches, because many Jewish Pharisaical Christians are going to be speaking to them. There should be something that will come with the credibility of the apostles.
那所以雅各在这里说呢，我们可能要告诉哈那个外邦的基督徒，为什么告诉他们这些呢？因为犹太的基督徒，尤其那些法利赛的基督徒呢，那他们经常是在外面讲的，所以这样的信息可能会，他们的信息会扰乱到外邦的基督徒。
And he said there's four things we should say in the letter. We should say they don't have to keep all the law, but there are four things they should do.
所以他们要再写一封信，他们在信里面呢，就想要解释一下这件事，要讲四件事情不能做。
They should abstain from food offered to idols.
他们有四件事情不能做是什么呢？第一就是禁戒那个偶像的污秽哈，就是像偶像献祭。
And that would be very, very important because how can you say that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ
He's the only way. If in fact you serve idols at the same time,
这一点非常重要，因为呢，你很难去理解，你怎么可能说我信靠耶稣基督，他是唯一的道路，同时呢，你又向其他的偶像来献祭。
And the way that people would know that you were worshiping idols is that you would eat the food that had been offered to the idols.
那人们怎么样知道你会相信这个献祭呢？因为当看见你也吃那个献过祭的食物的时候呢，大家就会觉得，哎，你是不是也信这个？
So that becomes a problem. It was a problem in those days. That's a problem often in the world today.
所以
do we eat that food or don't we?
那这会是个麻烦。这个麻烦不但是在当时是一个麻烦，在今天我们今天依然会碰到，就是你会不会去吃那些祭过偶像的食物？
And if in fact they did, they would simply be saying, "We believe in Jesus and we believe in the idols." And you can't do that. Jesus is the only way.
如果你吃那祭偶像的食物呢，其实就比较糟糕，因为会让人知道觉得呢，你其实既信神呢，你又信这个假神偶像，因为耶稣基督是唯一的路了。
And the other thing is that they would have to abstain from sexual immorality.
那偶像之后呢，第二个事情要禁忌的就是奸淫了。
That is a very terrible sin, very common amongst Gentile people.
那这是一个非常糟糕的罪啊，也在外邦地呢非常的流行。
And in fact, the Bible says in many places in the New Testament that people who continue in sexual immorality are not Christians at all. They're not going to heaven.Can't have both. Can't have sexual immorality and Jesus as your Savior.
所以呢，在新约也让我们看见，那这样的基督徒他是很难让人相信他是真的基督徒。他你不可能又是跟随神哈，又是在肉体的淫乱里面。
And the next one then is that they should abstain from meats of strangled animals and from blood.
那还有呢，第三和第四就是勒死的牲畜和血啊。
So the Old Testament makes it very clear when you eat animals, you don't eat the blood, and you make sure that you kill the animal in such a way that the blood flows out rather than that it is still in the animal.
所以在旧约讲得很清楚，有一个事情就是不能血是生命，你不能去吃它。然后同时呢，因为这样的原因呢，所以在杀牲畜的方式上呢，你要以一种方式让他的血能放出来，而不是留在身体里，所以这叫勒死的就不行。
All right, so to explain that, if in fact you kill an animal, if you have a sheep and you cut the throat of the sheep and then you lift it up by its hind legs, what's going to happen to the blood?
Yeah, 那比方说呢，你有一只羊，一头羊啊，那你要杀了它，那你把羊的脖子割开，然后把它悬挂起来。会发生什么呢？
Well, the blood will all be poured out. It'll all come out. The heart will still be beating, probably, and the blood will all drain out.
那羊的心脏也许还在跳，但是呢，这个血会迅速的就都流干了，就从这个血口这个伤口里流出来。
But if you kill the animal by strangling it, what's going to happen to the blood?
那如果你是通过勒的方式把这个牲畜给杀了呢，会发生什么呢？
It's all going to stay in.
所有的血都还在身体里。
All right. Now, we remember one thing about the blood in the story of the Bible. It says it's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses us from all sin.
我们知道圣经里讲过，是耶稣基督的血清洁了我们的罪，赎了我们的罪。
And therefore the blood is very, very important.
所以血是非常非常重要的。
And so the Christian is told, don't eat the blood.
所以基督徒呢，其实是被告知啊，是不要去吃血的。
Now another reason why they did this is this, this last verse, verse 21.
还有一个原因呢，他们不做，就是因为二十一节。
It says Moses has been preached in every city.
那摩西呢是在每一个摩西的书哈是在每一个城会有人讲的。
And if the Gentiles were to, if the Christians were to not honor the blood, the Jewish people would say that's wrong. And if the Christians were not to, where are we? My brain is going slow. If they were to offer to idols, the Jewish people would say this is very wrong. So in order not to stumble the Jewish people, they were told not to do these things. Don't eat the blood and don't eat food offered to idols.
对，因为呢，这个时候你会看到，摩西的律法哈，在犹太人里面呢是非常普遍，对大家都知道的。而那个时代呢，犹太人是混杂在所有的城里面人居住在一起的，所以这时候会有两种的基督徒在一个城里，一种呢是外邦的基督徒，一种是犹太的基督徒。犹太的基督徒他们每个安息日还会去他们的会堂听摩西律法，所以这个时候为了不绊倒犹太的基督徒，外邦的基督徒也应该去不去做这些直接挑战犹太基督徒的这个事情啊，他是因为爱这些犹太基督徒的原因了。
All right, so maybe just one other comment here, and then I'm going to open it up for some questions because this could be confusing for you. The book of Acts is an interesting book.
那我们再讲一点，然后我们今天留一些时间给大家问问题，因为可能会有一些问题会出来。那《使徒行传》呢，是一个非常有意思的一卷书。
The book of the Acts is in many respects between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
所以使徒行传的这个时代呢，它处在一个很有意思的阶段，是在旧约和新约交替的这么一个时间点上，它刚刚好主耶稣走了以后就开启了使徒行传的时代。
The Old Testament tells us how people are to behave before the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那旧约呢告诉人们该怎么样行，他们的规则是什么样的，是在耶稣基督来和受难之前这一段时间里人们的行为规则。
The New Testament tells us how to believe after the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
新约呢却是耶稣死而复活之后的描述，告诉我们该怎么样去相信。
And so the book of the Acts is almost between those two.
那使徒行传呢就夹在这两个当中了。
And somehow its responsibility is to explain the transition between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那所以这是一个过渡的阶段哈，从旧约过渡到新约的阶段。
So the Old Testament was one set of laws, but the New Testament is a new set. How do they interrelate? This is the answer. The New Testament says, all our salvation is by faith, not by doing the works of the law.
所以这两个的原则是完全不一样的。那旧约是告诉你要去行律法，行权，因为律法就是要去行权的。那新约是告诉你要相信，那它是完全两个不同的角度。
So you can imagine a rich man who decides that one day he might die, and so he writes out what is called his last will and testament.
那假设我们举一个比方，假设有个很富有的人，他快死了，他现在呢死以前他要把他最后的话、最后的遗嘱写下来。
And so he writes out the story of what he wants done with all his money after he dies, and he gives his last will and testament.
他就写下他的话呢，他该怎么样处置他身后的财产，这就是他的遗嘱，他写在里面。
But then happened a few years after that, a son is born into his family.
那一些年之后呢，在他的家族呢，生了一个孩子，一个儿子。
And now because his family has changed, and he's got a son, he says, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to make out a new will.
那现在呢，他还没有去世， 这样他发现呢，不行，我原来写那个遗嘱的时候呢，家里没有一个儿子，还没有这个这回事，现在呢，我要再立一个遗嘱了。
He says, because I've got a son, it's going to change what's going to happen to my posterity and how the money's going to be distributed.
他说，正是因为我开始有了一个多加了一个儿子呢，所以我必须要重新写这个遗嘱来分配我身后的财产。
And so God had one particular testament, one plan that was in effect before Jesus was born.And lived and died and rose again, but he has another one after.
所以耶稣呢，哦，上帝呢，在耶稣来之前有他的计划，有他的救人的方式，在耶稣来之后，他有一个新的。
And that is why in your Bible you have an Old Testament and a New Testament, because you see Jesus was born.After the Old Testament, and he died before and rose again before the New Testament, so the New Testament takes into account the detail of the story of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这就是为什么我们有旧约和新约。所以新约就是描述耶稣基督来之后的一切的事情以及救恩的方式啊，这就是新约了。
All right, so my question then is to you, do you have questions now? That is just a little bit confusing. What are your questions? Help us to understand.
有没有大家有没有什么问题啊？这个可能对大家有一些的困惑，这个今天查的有一些内容，看看有什么问题。
Okay, Nancy, go ahead.
就是在这里这个十六节他说重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕。这个和阿摩斯书也说第九和阿摩斯书第九章也说重新修造大卫倒塌的这个倒塌的帐幕是指有没有就是是不是指大卫那个时候二十四小时把那个利未人分成一般般的敬拜然后最后这外邦人也参与到这样的一个就是这里重新修造大卫倒塌帐幕是一个什么意思啊、就是这里我看有不同的解释方法
Verse 16, what's the meaning of David's fallen tent? Book of Amos also,
yes.
same word.
All right, and I'm going to answer that question generally rather than specifically.
我会笼统的回答一下，不是特别的回答。
That particular question has some technical answers that are not really going to be helpful here.
有一些很细的回答呢，可能今天。我们在这个场合不一定大家都能明白。
All right, so I want to take you back to verse 15.
我们回到第十五节。
Does everybody know what the question is?
Yeah,
they do. All right.
I don't.
All right. The question is how do verses 16 and 18, how does this quotation from Amos relate to precisely what we have here?
Yeah.
Okay? And the answer in verse 15 reads as follows. The words of the prophet are in agreement with this, as it is written.
15节众先知的话也与这意思相合。
The emphasis then is not these words are specifically related to this issue, but they are in agreement with what is written here.
它的意思就是呢，并不是完全一样的，但是是相合的，是不冲突的。
Okay, so he's the Amos document is saying that David's tent will be rebuilt and the Gentiles will hear my name and this is the plan of God to do this great work. He's going to keep building the church, building the Jewish people, they'll become Christians, and the Gentiles also will become Christians. That's the logic that Amos is teaching. But it isn't a direct quotation, it is in agreement with what Amos was teaching.
对，就是这里呢，不是完全跟阿摩斯讲的一样，但是是一致的。就是最后呢，大卫倒塌的帐幕要被修起来，那不单是指着犹太人，也是指着外邦人啊，那他们都要来啊。
All right, so I'm going to leave the detail of that answer there. What you've got is you've got some logic from Amos. The logic is that God is going to continue his great work, but he's going to be building the house of David, and he's going to be building the Gentile house, and they will both go together in the great work of God.
对，阿摩斯讲的呢，其实就是大卫要重，上帝要重修大卫的帐幕，上帝也要再修造这个，外邦人的帐幕，然后这两个会合起来。其实这个意思在这里是一样的，就是这个不单单是给犹太人的，也是给外邦人的，这就是主题的意思。
The major issue that was before the Jewish people in this day is should the Gentiles have any access?To the grace of God.
那今天呢，对于犹太人来说呢，他们的一个很重要的议题或者问题就是，外邦人是不是能有来到神面前的入口啊，能接近神的方式。
And the pride of the Jewish people in those days was, no, the Gentiles shouldn't have any access.
在当时的犹太人呢，他们里面有一个根深蒂固的骄傲，就是外邦人是没有办法到神面前去的。神就是他们的神。
And this quotation says yes, the Gentiles get to get saved too.
所以这一节的经文，他为什么要引用出来呢？雅各为什么讲出来？就是想告诉所有的犹太人，答案不是他们想的那样，答案是的，外邦人是可以到神面前去的。神也预言了这个事情。
All right, so that's the simple answer to the question.
这个是简单的回答。
Another question.
他刚才那个问题比较高级啊，我提一个比较低级的哈，因为这个宰杀动物挺有意思的。其实中国就是，尤其是广东延续了中国广东那个古代的宰杀动物也是放血。因为我刚来这个地方呢，我就说这里无论牛羊猪的那肉都不鲜甜，为什么？本来说这里的食物更可靠嘛，他们就是告诉我，因为。中国都放血，宰杀的时候一定先放血，说血嘛脏，而且那个污染那个味道。那这里就说，也是说，但是这边现在都是人道宰杀，就是电击，所以血都在里面，都污染了那些肉，所以那些肉总是我比较敏感，不那么鲜甜哈。但是圣经里这样说，是不是意味着？我开始以为他们这种人道宰杀是基于圣经上过来的，那今天看来不是。那就是圣经是不是不认为动物也有痛苦？要放血，放血，他们现在就是说很痛苦动物。
Yeah, I try to summarize the question. I'm not sure whether the point is, but it looks like the question is on why, how to kill the animal. Currently, some way is to electrify.
Yes.
And kill the animal in order to save the animal's pain, right? So
yes.
Not that painful.
Yes.
So if we use this kind of cutting throat and bleeding, and so whether this is this from animal protection point of view.
Yes.
It's, all right. Not that. So whether the Lord said probably the animal will not feel any pain or yeah.
I'm not sure how animals feel, frankly. What I do know is this, that when the Lord gave these instructions way back in the days of Moses, they didn't have electricity, so they couldn't kill them by electrical shock or other means. So they killed them by slitting the throat, and it was a... I'm not sure how they did it. They probably did it to the best of their knowledge, and the Lord allowed it to happen. It may not have been painless.
所以他说呢，应该这么说啊，就是当旧约的这个律法颁下来的时候呢，当时是没有什么电击一说的哈，所以在当时是你很可能。依照他们的这个做法呢，已经是做到最好了啊，那就用这样的方式。只是它的重点在于，肉里不能有血。
Remember that all the animals who were killed in the Old Testament were a picture of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to die for our sin. their blood was shed as a picture that Jesus' blood would be shed for our sin.
那还有很重要的一个点，就是所有旧约的宰杀的祭牲的这个图景呢，它都是一个比喻，它都是预表着耶稣基督他替我们死了，因为耶稣也是同样的死了，他的血也为我们流了，这是一个意思。
But the question is, how did Jesus die for me?
那问题是，耶稣怎么为我死了呢？
Was his death painless?
那他的死亡是不是没有痛苦的呢？
And as a matter of fact, they tell us that there is no more painful death known to man than the death of crucifixion.
但事实上呢，以人的知识来说，所有的死亡没有比十字架的死亡更痛苦的。
So the fact that there is pain associated with death was maybe a very good message to the Jewish people. When they sin, they have to realize that sin brings pain. It always brings pain.
Amen. 所以呢，因着死亡来的痛苦啊，对于犹太人乃至对于我们来说不是一件坏事，其实就是告诉我们罪是有痛苦的，罪的后果是非常糟糕的。
All right, well, we haven't completely finished the chapter and we certainly haven't completely finished the subject. I'm going to suggest that we hold our discussions hereAnd we'll come back next time. If you got some more questions next time, we can deal with that. But let's just thank the Lord for the fact that we have been delivered from all the other complications that some people would have wanted us to be involved in.
我们先停在这儿哈，下周我们会继续。那我们先来做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful for the simplicity of the gospel message.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了这圣经福音信息的简洁。
Very simply it is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
这样的简洁是告诉我们我们信靠我们就得救了。
We're thankful that there aren't all manner of other things that we have to do. We're thankful that Jesus did it all for us.
我们要谢谢您，虽然我们也有很多其他需要做的事，但是基督都为我们做了。
And so we give thanks now, Lord, for your kindness to us. We praise you for the simplicity and the truth of the gospel message.
我们要谢谢您，因着神如此的对我们的慈爱，以及这福音的简洁。
And we're thankful again that Jesus died for me.
我们再一次的感谢，因为耶稣为我们死了。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Lord bless you.